Can I call him Gascott?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Gascott.
Yes, this is Scott. Can you hear me okay?
Oh yeah, you sound great. This is Carol from Reasonable Sanity.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. So he's actually on the air right now. I can go ahead and patch you through.
That's
And
great.
I think he's just now getting ready to introduce you on there.
Awesome.
Okay, just a minute. Let me bloop bloop.
Yeah, so guys, I don't know the condition that Steve Dave is in, but it isn't great. I'll keep us more up to date. As you guys know, him and I were very close, so we'll make sure that we keep everybody up to date to that. But I just don't know right now. I don't have anything more I can really report. But anyways, up next we are going to talk about the legalization and the positive effects of marijuana across the country, and we will be right back to do that after this. And we are back. I'm Ryan Token. This is Reasonable Sanity Podcast. And with us right now, we have G. Scott Graham, who is the author of many books, including Psychedelics Integration Workbook that you can get on Amazon. And not only is he a great author, but he's also a meditation expert based on what I've read about him, 261 days straight of meditation, and it's pretty amazing. So, Scott, welcome. Welcome. That's what I wanted to say.
Hey, it is good to be here, Ryan. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Yes. And so tell me, what is the trick to being that dedicated to meditation? Because I've tried it, and it works, right? Just bottom line, it works. It allows you to, reach an inner part that you can't when you don't relax like that. But 261 days straight, geez, that is amazing. So congratulations on that, first of all.
I think the key for that, as well as anything, is determination, focus, and hard work. It is difficult to be in meditation and be in just your own thoughts for an extended period of time. And so you have to make friends with those thoughts and be okay with those thoughts.
Absolutely. And I think that's usually what drives me out of it, because I don't like my inner thoughts too much. They sometimes scare me. Looks like we got a caller on line three. Line three, what's your question for Scott here?
Hey, you're a pot guy, right?
I am a pot guy.
Okay. I wanted to just I wanted to discuss, because it's been almost 10 years now, but I had gotten a DUI for driving drunk. And I just want to say personally that what I find good, and I wanted your input on this, what I find great about marijuana is that it how it 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 while drinking was bad, but I find that marijuana really helps me to focus and to drive better. And I just think that now that because I live in Ohio and we're getting legal here, and I just think it's going to be
You
a great
are.
Relief off of my mind that I don't have to worry about getting pulled over or something now that I'll be able to legally have 2 ounces with me, like at all times. That'll
Right.
be yeah, because it helps. I just wanted to say, I guess I'm sorry, I'm pretty stoned right now. It helps me drive. That's what I wanted to say. It really helps me drive.
Well, just remember, you can carry marijuana with you, but you still cannot drive impaired.
Oh no,
If you
I'm really
take
good at it.
cough
I'm really,
syrup
really good at it.
and just be aware of that if you get pulled over, you could get a ticket for driving under impairment or any of those pieces, even if you're not drinking.
Oh yeah, I'm not drinking, exactly. So I'm good. I'm sober. It's been almost 10 years now, so we're good.
Yeah.
Well,
Great.
congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Great. Yes. All right. Well, thank you, caller. It looks like it's lighting up tonight for you. It looks like we got one on line seven. Line seven, what's your question for Scott?
Yes, hi Scott. My
Hi.
women friends. Hi, I'm Mindy. Nice to meet you. You say that earlier we learned that women can expect a lot of changes as they get older. And my girlfriends and I were talking, and is it true that cannabis raises your estrogen levels and keeps your, down there bits moist during sexual intercourse?
The long-term effects and the impact of marijuana on our bodies is still being figured out as we move forward. This is really new territory for us. So it's not really clear. You might hear some research that says one thing about marijuana and another research that totally conflicts it. And it's going to take some time as marijuana is legal and gets accepted and we start doing more longitudinal studies on it. It's just like alcohol. We're learning new things about alcohol, and people have been drinking alcohol legally for ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your longitude?
My goal is to, you know, really help people and really make sure that marijuana is being treated in a way that is supportive of the public health and is legal and responsible.
Perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Ryan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, Carol.
Sorry that my mic wasn't working. Okay. It looks like there's someone on line four.
Oh, okay. Line four. Line four, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm confused. I'm just wondering, like, if there's so much that is unknown, if we're in this, like, uncertain, wonky frontier, why isn't marijuana dangerous?
It can be. Yes. Wouldn't you agree, Doctor?
Yeah. It certainly can be. Just like any substance, it can be dangerous. Water can be dangerous. If you drink a lot of water, if someone sat down and drank gallons and gallons of water, they've had this happen in fraternity hazings where they're having people drink lots of water, and these people end up going to the hospital.
I think we're talking about sperm whales.
It looks like we had a line nine. You're on with Scott. Go ahead. What's your question?
Hey, sir. Wasn't marijuana made by the government to mind control people? You know, I heard it was like the reincarnation of the devil. Why are they legalizing it then?
We did cover something like that last month. There is a claim out there.
Did.
Do you know this one? Yeah, do you know? Well, yeah, we cover all the claims, and there were some people claiming that. Do you know of that, Scott?
I do not know of that.
Okay, yeah, it's not a real popular one, but it's one of those ones that's getting steam. I'm not for it. I think it's bad. I think there's plenty of Native Americans that were smoking marijuana long before the U.S. government, so I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Okay, thanks, caller. Hey, it looks like, if you don't mind, Scott, I'm going to go ahead and do a very quick ad. It looks like it's about a two-minute ad. We will be right back, and then we will go ahead and pick up on this interview. We'll be right back.
All right.
Hi, I'm Gene Bogoslawski from Gene's Butcher Shop. Generations of Chicagoans have relied on Gene's antiviral kielbasa sausages to get them through the cruel Chicagoland winters.
Let's go Bears!
When I was studying medicine at DeVry University, my professors told me that it was scientifically impossible to create a smoky, savory kielbasa that could fight viruses while naturally boosting the body's natural immune system. Well, you know what? Everyone knows sausage can help protect your body from bacteria and viruses, but only Gene's Sausage has the special centuries-old blend of virus-busting animal fats, seasonings, and experimental narcotics that will keep you and your family safe and healthy this cold and flu season.
Come on, let's go, Bears!
Oh, and don't forget, they taste great, too. Don't take it from me. Just listen to this paid endorsement.
As a doctor who's treated patients all across the Chicagoland area, I can tell you the best way to fight the cold and flu this season is with Gene's Sausages.
Gene's antiviral kielbasa sausages will be available at Whiz Bang's Bar and Grill for the remainder of the cold and flu season.
Come on, Bears, let's go!
For best results, always prepare Gene's antiviral kielbasa sausages with Gary's Grease.
Warning! Gary's Grease is for viscosity use only. If consumed, it can cause telephobia, pharsophobia, and rectal cancer.
And we are back! I'm Ryan Tolkien. This is a Reasonable Sanity Podcast. And with us today, we have a guest where we are discussing the positive effects of marijuana and how society has changed, really. Scott, would you agree with me that...
Ryan, was that commercial real?
Excuse me?
That commercial that they just played,
Was that right? I don't know. They just come across the box, the advertisement box, the app or whatever.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Scott, would you agree that the perception of marijuana in general has just changed? A joint could get somebody 20 years in prison, and this is just a lifetime ago. How has that change been, like, shocking to the system?
I think it has been shocking to the system. I think that, and I think that change has come across really fast, and in some cases, without a really good level of judgment on the government's part. I think we're going to end up with some problems down the road because of how it has spilled over and how people are not really anticipating the important public health issues around legalization.
Yeah, no, I mean, all your points are valid. Looks like we got a caller on line 5. Caller, what is your question for Scott?
Hey, is this G-Spot? What's up, G-Spot? It's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Well, what's your question?
Thank you. I just needed you to acknowledge me. So I have been feeling this connection with beans all over the earth. And right now I'm feeling some pinto beans down in Mexico. And I just don't know if that has anything to do with, like, because I'm more lean to the sativas.
You're more what?
I lean towards the sativas.
You're wondering if this is the cause of your connection with these beings?
Yeah, like, so the beans, they're like, sometimes I get just the white beans, and I've also had some kidney beans that were, kidney beans were haunting my dreams, but I got pinto beans now.
All right.
Oh.
Okay. And Scott, is this common with people who use marijuana?
To have dreams about beans?
Yeah, I mean, it I think that's be. What you're asking, right, caller? You're asking.
I suppose
it's the first I've heard of it.
Do you end up, when you have these dreams about beans in the middle of the night, do you wake up kind of gassy in the morning?
No, not at all, honestly.
Well, then sometimes that's not a problem, is it?
Sometimes I'm just walking around and it's like I find beans in my pockets, too.
Wow.
Strange. Wow. Okay. Amazing. Okay. Well, thank you, caller. Thank you. Looks like we got one on line 2. Line 2, what's your question?
Yeah, hi. I was listening earlier, and I was hearing about your extensive years of marination. How long should I be marinating my meats before I cook them? Because this year when I did the turkey, I severely underestimated my skill level, and the turkey came out subpar in my family's opinion, and I actually ended up being removed from the family dinner early. I was not offered any type of pies. There was no desserts for me. I was left with regret and shame. And I would really like to avoid that in the future.
Wow. Yeah, that's unfortunate, caller. So, Scott, do you have any advice for
caller? That sounds like a marination question. And I'm an expert on meditation. So, I don't know. Ryan, what do you think the answer is to marinating dried meat? Or more likely, the impact of dry meat on guilt and shame?
I don't cook. It's not a thing I do. I always believed it was more of a woman's thing. So I just don't. And so that's the way I deal with it. So caller, it looks like you can't get your advice answered here. Maybe we'll cover that subject another day. So looks like line eight, you're on the air. What's your question?
Yeah. Hi. Have you noticed commercial weed makes you really depressed, but if you grow your own, it feels just, hold on. I have to, hold on. You know, the great thing about legalization is that,
couldn't you have done that after?
You know, instead of obsessing over, sorry? instead of obsessing over eating, now I just smoke all the time. And, sorry, what were you saying?
No, what was I saying, or what were you saying?
Yeah, it was your question.
Or what were you saying? Yeah, you were saying something about the press.
Yeah,
no.
What were you saying about the press?
Oh, well, how the press was removing the cat's feet.
Huh.
The cat feet?
Yeah.
Am I the stoned one here? Because I am not following along. Scott, do you know? Do you understand? Oh,
I thought I was following you, Ryan. The caller jumped in.
Okay, this got really interesting. So
it did get really interesting.
Caller, when you're done smoking, call back and then
Okay, yeah, I'll be right back. I go to the kitchen. It's exploding over there.
Okay, it looks like we got one more on line 9. Line 9, you're on the air.
Hey man. With the weed step man, the weed man, is he like, you know, like if I smoke weed, will I be able to play like Zeppelin on bass, man? Like will it help me play a little better?
Probably.
I don't think it would help you play a little better. You might think that you play a little better.
I think you'd play better. That's me. I also think people drive better and fly planes better too.
Yeah.
Only the people with beans.
With beans? Okay, so you're saying I could just riff some Mad Zeppelin. I like get a can of beans and some pot, bro.
That's what I would do.
You got to get the beans themselves, the dried beans, and put them in your pocket.
There you go.
That's what the other caller said to do.
Yeah, and I agree. That beans caller probably is wisest caller of the night, because they've all been just absolutely horrible. And Carol, I am greatly disappointed in your ability to filter these things. So
I'm sorry, I spilled water on the switchboard again.
We could have you back again sometime. Maybe Carol doesn't keep forcing us to take all these calls. I'm not really sure, but we're all out of time. It was great to have you again. Anybody can go up.
Yeah, thanks for laughing at me, asshole.
Oh,
sorry.
Careful with Carol. She's in menopause. This is something we discussed earlier today. So just careful. So, I just wanted to thank you for coming on. Sorry about my callers. They're all just a constant disappointment of nothing. And I don't know why Carol feels like they need to be part of the show. But she is the producer, so we go with what she does. So thank you for coming on, Gascott. Gascott Graham, everybody.
Hey, you are welcome.
Thank you. This is
all right. Bye.
Reasonable Say Podcast. Good night, everyone.